Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Grace Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis, and podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
Verse 21. In other words, he that knows my word, anyone who carries the word of God, he said that he is the one that loves me. There were domine kuta masem. Your domina masem tinimu. I see, he will be loved by my Father, and I will also love him, and I will manifest myself to him. So if you truly want to know someone who loves God, is someone who have had a one-on-one encounter with Jesus. And Jesus will never visit you if you don't carry his word inside. Let's go ahead. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot. So not Judas Iscariot is talking now. Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Go ahead. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Somebody say, he will keep my words. If somebody truly loves me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. There were domino obe kuramasem. Na meja betono na mini meja yebe nanti aba ne ho se ni aba betina ni mu ni aye no ye fie. Verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. He's saying that when he started talking like that, the disciples were confused. They were asking themselves, do we truly love God? What Jesus was trying to say is that if you still remember the words I've preached to you, if you still remember the words I've spoken to you, then you love me. And you know, some people were clever among them. So someone like Luke didn't have any problem because he was a doctor. He could chew the words of Jesus. He could recite it. Matthew was a tax collector. He had schooled. So some people like Peter, fisherman, he began to get worried. If I don't remember Jesus' last message he preached, it means I don't love him. Am I here with somebody? So they began wondering, how can I keep? So they started thinking. From the beginning of his messages, the message on the mount, blessed is the poor, blessed is that, blessed. They started, they tried to record, it was not coming. They said, hey, so all this while, God does not consider us as his lovers. They started becoming worried. And Jesus even confused them the more. He said that, these things have I spoken unto you. These words I'm saying, if you remember, if you keep them, you are my lover. These things I've spoken to you already, so you must remember. They were hot. Then in verse 26, can someone read 26 for us? After he got them to that point, then Jesus gives them a deeper revelation about the exact ministry of the Holy Spirit. And he said that, but the Comforter, go ahead, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Somebody say, he shall teach you all things. Am I here with somebody? When they began to get confused,
How can we remember the words of Jesus? How can we keep them? How can we understand? So that Jesus will come and dwell in us. So that the Father will know we love Him. So we can earn the Father's love. Then Jesus hits the point in verse 26 and says that the Comforter, the promise, the Holy Ghost I've been talking about, His main ministry and one ministry is that He will become your teacher. Am I here with somebody? And bring all things to your remembrance. So Peter, stop cracking your brains. If you connect to the Holy Ghost, you can easily remember the things I have taught you. That is His ministry. Today I'm preaching about the Holy Spirit, our teacher. Am I here with somebody? His basic ministry, principal ministry, is to teach you. Many of us don't love the word of God, but it's dangerous. You tell people, oh, me come pay baba. To onya bedua sorry, on fa huni nyamia seme beba, do ni mani se wa bom pay ewi. Oh, matisa sofubu wa worshipa, wohu obeka wun sem ni natural, and went in oko. But that does not prove that you love God. If you get all prophecies, if you pray all prayer, and you don't carry the word, you don't love God. Tell somebody you don't love God. And God does not love you. Assembly of my bossy. Hallelujah. But it's there. It's there. And God specifically gave us the Holy Spirit. Number one, to teach us. And number two, to bring all things to our remembrance. So today, if you don't remember certain scriptures, it's not because of anything. No. It's because you have not yet connected to the one who must remember you or remind you of that scripture. Am I here with somebody? You have no excuse not to remember John 3:16. You have no excuse. Because the Holy Spirit was giving us that not only to teach us the things that Jesus taught, but also remind us of them. And when His ministry is lacking in your life, one thing you will know that the Holy Spirit's ministry is lacking is that you forget everything about the Word of God. This thing I'm preaching now, by evening time, somebody will forget. May the Holy Spirit begin to teach you all things. Oh, may the Holy Spirit begin to bring to your remembrance all things. Hallelujah. He said that He will remind you. He will teach you. Listen, knowledge is important. People are where they are because of what they know. We will bring it down to the kingdom. Flow with me. Listen. The reason why you can't join the doctors now to be requesting for full bonus and all that is because you don't know what they know. Am I here with somebody? When we put someone there, you can't dissect the person. You can't operate the person. You can't prescribe drugs to people. So when they are seeking for money, don't dare go there. You are not part. The reason why you will not be giving an aeroplane to pilot is because you have not learned anything about it. So knowledge is what gives you position and attract what you must earn. So if you don't know what a doctor knows, don't try to tell the government to give you a doctor's salary. Knowledge. And it's the responsibility of a teacher to give you knowledge. None of them got there without a teacher. None of them. No doctor went there without somebody teaching him from class 1 to the university. There is always a teacher to give information to people, and that information will help them to attain something that other people need. So other people can give them so that the knowledge will be more beneficial to them. Knowledge. If you have never gone to school, or if you have never tried what Obama has tried, don't think that you will get his position.
Knowledge is key. And the Bible says that the one who must give us knowledge is the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit ministry be opened up to you. He will tell you certain things about God that if only you get to know, you can access certain things in God that other people who don't have knowledge about God in that dimension cannot access. Four things you must know about knowledge before we enter into the Holy Spirit. Am I here with somebody? Oh, am I here with somebody? Every spiritual exercise we undertake would have resulted or would have been result oriented step if we had the right knowledge about the God we serve. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. Every spiritual exercise we undertake would have been result oriented step if we had the right knowledge about the God we serve. And a mom be able to be anchored in Faso de Bebre, Senka ye won him dear set away Radehua. I mean, at the point of Bibet, my bonfire 24 hours. Oh, now no ye be a. Oh, be super 5 minutes, no, and now no ye, and they said, do a bo 5 minutes, no, oh, won him dear be when yanko ponwa, do a bo 24 hours, no, any. The James say, wo bom paye where now no ye free say wa amon wo nyame pem and 21 days fasting a bom paye na nye nyame pem no bi so bom paye 30 minutes na ye nyame pem a awrade betie ne ntem agya wo eye nim de honkonkron chere yade be say honkonkron chere yade. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. Okay, go to the verse 30. For the ships of Satan shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return and have indignation against the holy covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant. Yes, go to the verse 31. And arm shall take stand on his path, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice. And they shall place the abomination that maketh desolation or desolate. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. Am I here with somebody? Daniel has been fasting for 21 days. And the Bible said that on the 21st day, an angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, Daniel, from the day you started fasting, God sent me to you. But the prince of Persia stopped me. But in the midst of your fasting, I have come to interpret a dream God gave you. And the angel began to interpret the dream. And he said that a king in the north will rise up against all kings, and he will defeat them, and he will be very strong and very rich, and he will conquer the world. And he said that after he has done all that, he will set his target on the holy place of God, that is Jerusalem. And when he goes there, he would defile the people that serve God. He would defile the place to a point that people cannot make sacrifices again. Then at the end, he told Daniel that he will corrupt some people who are even serving God with flatteries, with money, with giftings. He will corrupt them for them to stop serving God. He will try to persuade them. Am I here with somebody? They that know their God shall be strong. The guy will come to corrupt many, but they that know their God shall be strong.
they that have knowledge about God, they shall be mentally and spiritually strong. Money cannot deceive them. Authority cannot deceive them. Power cannot deceive them. Job cannot deceive them. Employment cannot deceive them. Because they have knowledge about God, that king cannot deceive them. They will still serve God. May that be your portion. May knowledge come into your life. May the Holy Spirit teach you to a point that a man cannot deceive you. May the Holy Spirit teach you to a point that bribe cannot deceive you. May the Holy Spirit teach you to a point that you will know God so much that just a position, promotion, cannot let you compromise on your Christian values. Am I here with somebody? He said that because they have knowledge, because they know God personally, no matter what the king does, they won't give up. And they said that they will be strong. They will hold on to God. And because of that, they will do exploits. After knowledge, don't expect mediocrity. After knowledge, don't expect failure. After knowledge, don't expect downfall. He said that because they know God, there shall be exploits. May the Holy Ghost teach you to do strange and mighty things. Am I here with somebody? May the Holy Ghost teach you to a point that what you will do will surprise everyone. He said that because of the knowledge they have with God, they shall begin to do exploits. Things no one is doing. Those are the things you begin to do. If you know God, your demand changes. You begin to access him in a way that no one else accesses him. There are some people who feel heaven. Amen. Heaven. That's it. And somebody else will allow the Holy Spirit to teach him to say that nyankopo found for heaven keke. Or person the who ra heaven ura ho as a healthy man. Knowledge. God is my healer. God is my healer. God is my healer. Such a person will access something about God that you who don't know God is a healer cannot access. You can't. Oh, Obi Wademoha. Obi Fufrosu say, he made himself poor that I will be rich, so God can make me rich. So once Obi cast a medium to me here, be called heaven. Obi should see the view. Jesus Christ, so here, who here? Say me may all the fountain. No matter what, God must make me wealthy. Such a person will be rich before he dies. He has attained something about God. They that know their God, they shall do exploits. So the more you know God, the more you use him to do great things. Makadaba. Obiti mase. Obia se ajise menanti ansan medruha. Obinsu hunkunkrat sre ni nyamia mene who said there be. It is not just one way. There can be other ways. Adan wapese Philip eko bebi no mane iraye. Obinsu be jini huwa to a point is afe. Opeso oko bebi pene wadia mana ira. Knowledge. May the Holy Spirit begin to teach you strange things. When knowledge come, what come next are exploits. You do strange things. God is big, oh. God is big. What you can use God to do, it will amaze you. We are narrowly using God. We are narrowly using. Nyanko ponko and fast using in a fact, but he's big. If you know what God can do for you, like your life will be so easy. Life will be easy. Listen, we will all pay money to buy this iPad. But it will make other people's life easier. And it will just be one of the normal things in other people's life. The one who knows the capacity of this one will serve him better than you. Obidiani say onya iPad no pictures in kwano dia cha. Dia timi ya no. Obedience will say there be meduma me yeno, met me the SL guso, met me the word guso, met me the way guso, and best serve me for this and that purpose. And the iPad way bet my mobisica, iPad way ever mobi abonum no was send one. May God serve you a better purpose. God is big, and you need the Holy Spirit to tell you what God can do for you. He will teach you certain things. Daniel said, the angel told Daniel, they don't know their God, they shall do exploits. What people are doing is a joke. Say, we need me radipa, no man bit my gen. Ebroso. May you begin to do exploits. I said, may you begin to do exploits. I'm not here with somebody. I said, may you begin to do exploits. Hallelujah. The next thing, I will jump the other ones. But the next thing is, knowledge will determine what you bargain for. Knowledge will determine what you bargain for. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Listen. Your prayer life will change if you begin to understand who God is and what He stands for in a man's life. Your prayer life will change. Your expectations about God will change. If you begin to see who He is and what He stands for, it will change. Your bargaining strength will change. If you know that I take 500 cedis as a monthly salary, and you are coming to beg me, you can never ask. If you know, you can never ask about 500. Am I lying? Because you know, ube intermet ma ye wadoye wo we are seeing na add me monthly salary amawa up to 500 cedis pa. Take it. If you know I take 100 million a month, you will know what you can come and ask me. U here bosia 70 million, you can come. What do you know about God? It will determine what you ask Him when you enter into prayer. Your bargaining strength is dependent on the knowledge you have about the person you are going to before. If you know all God can afford is 100 cedis, you go and ask Him for 50 cedis. But somebody knows that God is the creator of the heavens and of the earth and even beneath the earth. And the Bible says that in Him dwells the fullness thereof. May your prayer change. I said, may your prayer change. May your expectations about God change. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Adagaba. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. You have forgotten my word. You are forsaking knowledge, so you will perish. May that not be our story. May the teacher, may we submit to the teacher to teach us certain things. He said, I will also forget thy children, just because of lack of knowledge. It's not that God is not for you, He's for you, but you are still crashing in life. It's not that Jesus did not die for you, He died for you, but you are still sick. What is the problem? It's not that His stripes is not healing, no, it's healing. It's healing other people, but why is yours not healing? It's not that He didn't make Himself poor. He made Himself poor that we may be rich. So why are you still poor? There is something wrong. Some people know what you don't know. Am I here with somebody? You are crashing and perishing because you have refused to understand something God wants you to understand. You have refused to know and acknowledge something that God wants you to acknowledge. Listen, Jesus, the stripes of Jesus heals, but it does not heal for everyone. It heals for people who understands. Oh, enye yedie, hallelujah, eye true, eye nkwagye. Nanso wa mantiasiemu anti nuomasia ubedi here for the rest of your life. Enso empareo. Obi nso di Yesu bi obi nso Vietnam san nimdie we so. Akase wo ye ni huhia se mimedi ye, enti Awurade se ni tie be se midi ye. Obi nam san nimdie we so bedi ye. Woni ni nyina be pie heaven. May that not be our story. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge. Somebody say the knowledge. You didn't say it well. The knowledge. He said the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Did he say the earth will be filled with the glory of God? Sana huo. Oh, asasi suweradie ni munyambesha asasi soma. The knowledge of the glory. The knowledge is a prophecy. The knowledge of the glory. The knowledge of the glory. The knowledge of the glory. The glory is already upon the earth. It's there, but people are living a sinful life, and God prophesies through his prophet that there is coming a time that I will begin to let people know the knowledge or the glory that is upon their lives. The knowledge of the glory shall fill the earth, and that is what will bring the glory or the blessings and the elevations and the promotions. He's saying that when the knowledge comes, the glory is there, but people are still suffering. The glory is there, but the devil is still captivating people. The glory is there, but people are still not moving. They are still not progressing. But the moment they get to know that the glory is there, things will begin to change. Am I here with somebody? The name of Jesus is powerful. But until you come to understand and be conscious of it, it will never work for you. So God wants a remedy. God wants a remedy of what is happening. People, he has made us prince, but we are living our lives as servants. God wants a remedy. Or pensions are here. May the Holy Spirit teach you. And this time he was prophesying. Please go back for me. This time he was prophesying about the great teacher who will be coming. That powerful teacher called the Holy Spirit. He was going to bring knowledge about the glory. The glory is there, but we needed knowledge about it. Ye hear who nim dear. Me nim se moti asia. Patwa moti asia. We need knowledge. Nim dear no. And he has to send his sweet spirit. Go and teach them about the blood. Teach them about the name. Do you know that prophecy is the glory of God? But until you have knowledge about it, you will kick it somewhere. How beautiful it is that you lay hands on people and they are healed. Divine healing without drugs, without hospital, and they are healed, totally healed. Isn't that the glory of God? It is. But until knowledge comes, it will be there. How beautiful it is to walk under grace. But until you come to understand the subject called grace, you will defile it. You will just not acknowledge it. You will kick that somewhere. You will trample over it. You will not understand. You will abuse grace. You will abuse it because of lack of knowledge.
The power of God is there. It is there to break yokes. It's there to break chains. But until people come to the awareness of it, it will never work for them. May the Holy Spirit begin to teach us. Am I here with somebody? So God said, I'm not going to add any glory. No. The glory is already on earth. What I'm going to do is that I'm going to open their eyes. So Paul said that the eyes of their understanding may be open to know the hope of their calling. I want their eyes to be open. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He said, I want your eyes to be opened. I want you to go to the verse 17. He said that the God of, I said, I pray for you that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him. Paul's greatest prayer. I pray that God will give you revelation of his knowledge, revelation of him and his glory. I want you to know and understand the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Because the more you know him, the more you can use him to do great things. Go ahead. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Knowledge. You waste your time when you go to church and you don't hear anything about God. It's a waste of time. It doesn't matter the oil you put on your head. It's a waste of time. There should be something that you must be taught about God that can let you do strange things. There should be something that must be taught to you about God. And this is Paul's greatest prayer, that God give them the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of you. You. Let them know you. Let them understand you. Teach them you. He said that they may know. May God begin to teach us. I said, may God begin to teach us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 10. Are you there? He said that, but God had revealed them unto us. Get this portion very well for me. We are talking about the Holy Spirit, our teacher. He's there to teach us, to remind us, to tell us what God is saying, what God has said, and what God will be saying. And he said that, but God had revealed unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Go ahead. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Am I here with somebody? No one knows the things of God except his Spirit. Yes. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Somebody say, wow. Are you here? Can we read the last one? Now we have received. Let's all go. 1, 2. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Semicolon. Pa. Nua chain. Then whatever is there next is very important. Is that what? Why should you know? Because if you don't know, it is for you, but you can't access it. We have been given the Spirit, not of this world, but of God, that he will teach us to know the things that God has freely given us. May the Holy Spirit begin to open your eyes. We have free things, free gift. It's a will God has left for us. Oh. As you clap your hands, the Holy Ghost will begin to teach you. Hallelujah. The things that are freely, it is free, but you can never access it until somebody teach you. Your name will be in the book, the will, the book. Someone, listen. Your name can be in a will that you have a car, but someone else will be enjoying it because you don't know. Oh, papa, beti me a jawe japadie. No atro udin. Say me BMW we. Aye me ba we dia. In the books is for you, but because you don't know, someone else will be driving the car. May that not happen to you. Most of us, because we don't know what God has written and said about us, the devil is still trampling over us. The devil is still captivating us. The devil is still binding us. The devil is still protruding certain things in our lives. That must not be. But after today, may the Holy Spirit begin to open your eyes. Anything that is not of God, may the Spirit cause you not to entertain it. Am I here with somebody? Anything that is not of God, may the Spirit open your eyes to begin to reject and refuse it. This is not my possession. I know my inheritance. You must begin to tell yourself, I know my inheritance. Only the Holy Spirit can let you fight for your inheritance. Upon something, no, maybe it's the son, no, maybe. I have a will. You have a will. Hebrews chapter 10 talk about it. Hebrews 9 and chapter 10 talks about the will of God. Our desire. Except the testator die, the will will not stand until he has died. And he was talking about Jesus, that when Jesus dies, he left us a will. So you ask yourself, what is my name in Jesus' will? And what has he attached to my life? You ask yourself, yes, who can deal or determine? That's why Paul was saying, the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints. In Ephesians chapter 1, or see, ye dear where nimonyama, a radia ma, a tidy for a ten for a japadimuno, ye dear near nimonyame woman, a radim ye when in whom there is an inheritance for the saints. Kasa me inheritance, kasa. Hallelujah. It has freely been given, but you need someone to teach you, and that's the Holy Spirit. You need him to tell you that God made you a prophet. Fight for it. You need the Holy Spirit to tell you that, do you know who you are? No. God made you a great accountant. Fight for it. Well, life, you need the Holy Spirit to tell you, when Jesus was going, he pointed you even in your mother's womb and told you that you will be a president of a nation. Only the Holy Spirit can tell you that. It's a free gift God has given you. When he tells you, then you begin to contend. In dreams, may the Holy Spirit teach you. In meditation, may the Holy Spirit teach you. As you read the Bible, may the Holy Spirit teach you. Let there be revelations in your life to show you the things that belongs to you, to show you the things that God has placed upon your life, to tell you the free gifts of God in your life. Am I here with somebody? Let the Holy Spirit open your eyes. Only him can teach you deeper things. Some of us, we are confused in life. Only the Holy Spirit can tell you at every stage of your life the free gift of God. Only the Holy Spirit can tell you. He can teach you. It's either he will reveal it to somebody to tell you, or he will tell you in a dream, or tell you in open vision, tell you, he will speak to you. Only the Holy Spirit has been given us to tell us the secrets of God. Am I preaching to somebody? Only the Holy Spirit can do that. The Bible says that he was talking about the wisdom of God. Go to the 1 Corinthians 2 verse 7. He said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world
unto our glory.
Yes.
Which none of the princes of this world knew. He said, we are preaching certain mysteries. None of the princes of this world. Demons don't know. Mami Wata don't know. He said, Satan don't know. Demonic power. What we are teaching is the wisdom of God in a mystery. And he was talking about the crucifixion of Christ. He said that the total ministry of Jesus, his crucifixion to save the world, none of the devils knew. They would not have crucified the Lord of glory. He said that if they knew the wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God is that I will bring my son to come and die for the world. And when he dies, through his death, I will save my whole world and they shall be my children. He said that if they knew that wisdom, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. Go to the verse 9. He said, but as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither had it entered into the heart of men, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Go to the verse 10. But God had revealed them unto us. Somebody say, God has revealed them unto us. By his Spirit. He's saying that this wisdom they didn't have. If they knew, they wouldn't have crucified. Your future, the devil has no idea about it. Paul is trying to relate our life to the life of Jesus. And he's saying that the wisdom of God, which was Jesus, the princes of this world didn't know. So they wouldn't have crucified him. And now it is written concerning you that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither had it dropped in the heart of men what God has for those that love him. But the Spirit has revealed. So only you can know your future. Am I here with somebody? Only you. They didn't know the future of Jesus. And they didn't know the destiny of Jesus. They don't know your destiny. They don't know my destiny. The only one that has a right about your destiny and my destiny is the Holy Spirit. And he reveals to only you or only me. Except I say it. Hey, hallelujah. And even if I say it, that is the level of his foolishness. Jesus said it. Yes, you can. And so I'll draw all men to myself. They will come. But yet, the devil didn't understand. That is why when I tell you I will be a great person, the devil still don't understand. He thinks he can kill me. When I tell you, you will prosper in life, the devil still think he can stop you. He will let you be poor. But he doesn't understand the mystery of God's wisdom concerning your life. That only your destiny is only a revelation embedded in the Holy Spirit. And sometimes he will tell you, and you begin to declare, me, I'll be great. And still the devil still believes in his enchantment. But within a short time, the Lord will spring a surprise. Am I here with somebody? The Lord will always spring a surprise to the enemy. Because the enemy can never understand where God is taking a man. Only the Holy Spirit understands. I prophesy this over your life. From today, may the Holy Spirit begin to unveil certain things to you. May the Holy Spirit begin to tell you what God has prepared for you. Things that the devil don't know, may the Holy Spirit begin to tell you. Things that witches don't know, the Holy Spirit will begin to tell you. It is his monopoly, he owns it, and he will begin to unveil it to certain people. Am I here with somebody? He will teach you certain things, only you. Apart from the things Jesus left you, he will tell you what God has planned. The devil cannot dig deep into the mind of God. You are in the mind of God. I said, the thought I have for you is not thought of evil. I have them. It's in my head. Only the Holy Spirit can get it. And I have ordained him that when he gets it, he should let you know. Even the devil don't know what I've planned. Is somebody here? The devil don't know. The future of this ministry, the devil is only bragging. He doesn't know. The future of your life, the devil is only bragging, he doesn't know. He will be sorry for tempting you. Am I here with somebody? The Bible says if he knew, he wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. He will soon be sorry for putting you through the troubles you are going through. He will soon be sorry for the temptations he's been giving your life, because that thing is working together for your good. Am I here with somebody? God has a plan for your life, and the devil does not know. And God is using the devil to make sure that plan comes to pass. Am I here with somebody? Do you know the most used person on earth is the devil? The person God has used the most on earth is the devil. God has never used any apostle like he has used the devil. Every plan, he uses the devil to accomplish it. So when the devil was crucifying Jesus, he thought he was doing something. He didn't know. It was after that he realized, I shouldn't have killed this man. I've made a mistake. When we began to mention the name of Jesus and things began to crash, when his blood began to cleanse us, when the Lord began to deliver people from darkness to light through his crucifixion and resurrection, then he said, if I knew, the devil will soon regret over your life. I said, the devil will soon regret over your life. If I knew, I wouldn't have let this guy fall in sick. If I knew, I wouldn't have let him fail. If I knew, I wouldn't have let him miss that job. If I knew, I wouldn't have let this relationship break. If I knew, I wouldn't have let him go through that persecution. If only I knew, but it would be too late. Tell somebody, it will be too late. It will be too late. The map of our lives is in God's hands. The Holy Spirit has it. And he has given to teach. So every day, some of us, one particular dream, you have had it about 10 times in your life. The Holy Spirit is teaching you something. This is where you are going. Everything around your life does not show that you are going there, but you are going there. They are working together for your good. You are going there. A witch will meet you and say, "Whoa, she, ube, hu, ya me de bay yawn, or boa weni mo she. It's a lie. Am I here with somebody? When the devil was teaching Jesus, he thought he has finished him. He didn't know he was promoting him. Whatever they are telling you, whatever they are scaring you about, I said it's a lie. Amen. It's a lie. Tofiakwa, it's a lie. It's a lie. They don't know anything. It's a lie. Only one person knows where you are going. That is the Holy Ghost. Only him. He said that, but he has revealed it to us by his Spirit. He said, no one knows what is in God's head except his Spirit. And God said, I know the plans I have for you. He said, no one knows, only the Spirit. So right now, if the Holy Spirit is here, only him knows tomorrow what holds for you. What the devil has seen is only a shadow. And you begin to brag and tell you, oh, tomorrow you will die. It's a lie, you won't die. Even if you die, you will resurrect. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, only the... So that is why, listen. That is why when you hear the Holy Ghost tell you something, it doesn't matter what you hear elsewhere. Don't be afraid. If the Holy Ghost tell you, you will live. It doesn't matter the medical report doctors will give you, you will live. Because he has an information doctors don't have. He has an information about you that doctors don't have. Only the Holy Spirit has an authentic information. Am I speaking to somebody? The information he has from you is direct from the mind of God. So when you are praying, kaba, and the Holy Spirit whispers something, that is the final word. It doesn't matter what someone in a gun will come and tell you. It doesn't matter what the Holy Spirit has said. Is what he has said. The Lord Jesus Christ told Paul, you will go to Jerusalem. He heard it. The Holy Spirit has said. Then Agabus came, bound some things. He said, hey, whether you bound, whether you are a prophet or not, I have heard the Holy Ghost talk. That is it. I will go. May the Holy Ghost word become final in your life. Listen, he carries information about you that no one carries.
Tell somebody he's your best teacher. He's your best teacher. Hallelujah. He will tell you certain things no one else can tell you. No one else can teach you. And he said that if you don't have my word, unima sema, me no, onso no me. Ne mum, retiti frona mesumana ban, obetire ma die nina, no odia die nina beba monkayim, fiti nekro, hong kong kron chire wadie, me se hong kong kron wan chire wadie. Hong Kong Kong one chira wadie. Me kana na wobe yo mwajuma. Me se Hong Kong Kong chira wadie. Hong Kong Kong one chira wadie. Oma bibi biya sasa wo kai. E radi di bet bau biya. Hong Kong Kong oma wong kai. Me se oma wong kai. E wo yesu di mu. E nwome mu ya tinya. E Hong Kong Kong pene bet kai u di nyameka. Only the Holy Spirit can teach you what God is saying. Only He can remind you. Your pastor will not be there. Your leader will not be there. No one will be there. Only the Holy Spirit can tell you, say, hey, come on. This thing has been written in Habakkuk chapter that. Only the Holy Spirit can tell you. If you have not learned to hear the word of God by the mouth of the Holy Spirit, may the Holy Spirit help you. May He begin to open your eyes. You will know the word. Amen. You will begin to know the word of God. On chire wadie. Oma wonkai. Oma wonkai. Oma wonkai. Oma wonkai. As I'm preaching now, last week I was discussing something with you. How you can sense Hong Kong Kong ewo wabrabum. And the testimonies I had after that was marvelous. And today I'm telling you, Senye, this is just a bonus. Amen. And one of the things is that when someone who carries the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, if you connect to him very well, the Holy Spirit can simply move from him to your life. And I'm saying that may the Holy Spirit begin to teach you, visit you, and begin to teach you and remind you of certain things that you must be reminded of. Am I here with somebody? Some of us, the Lord told us something when we were in 10 years, 20 years, and we have forgotten. And it's causing havoc in our lives. The Holy Spirit will remind you from today. Am I here with somebody? Rise up on your feet. On your feet.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on PastorElvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajiman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajiman.org. For offerings, visit www.payalpha.org. For more information, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.